And of course, you know, Evil, he worked in the mines. He worked at the Yama mine and the Stewart mine as a skip tender and a diamond driller, a contract miner. Then he went in the Army. He served a year in the Army and 7 years in reserve, where he was in the 47th Infantry, and he learned how to shoot rifles, Browning rifles. He was a torpedo expert. He was on the Army track team as a pole vaulter and a sprinter. So he was really good. In 58, he won the ski jumping championship. I believe it was out at Beef Trail then, when they had ski jumping. And they had another one at archery range. There was two ski jumps in Butte at that time. And then Evil, because of his ice hockey, he formed his own hockey team, the Butte Bombers. And he was this, it was a semi-pro team. He was the owner, the manager, the coach, and the player. And he got married to Linda, and they had four children. But then he started his own protection service, where he would drive around at night and check your business, make sure doors were locked and everything, and you'd pay him so much a month. If you didn't pay him, sometimes your business got broke into. So he pretty much had everybody's business. And he'd drive around, check, make sure everything was okay. And it was called the Southside Merchant Police. And at the same time, you know, he was married, had kids and stuff. So he was trying to work to support his family. And he also took up hunting because of his Army experience with guns. He was a hunting guide. And during his hunting guide days, they were shooting and killing all the elk in Yellowstone Park. It was open season in the park. So Evil was angry about that. So he took a pair of antlers, put them over his neck, and hitchhiked from Butte to Washington, D.C. to stop the slaughter of elk in Yellowstone Park. And when he got to Washington, because of Congressman Arnold Olson and Senator Mike Mansfield from Montana, they got Evil into the Oval Office to see John F. Kennedy. And John Evil told Kennedy, he says, hey, if we don't stop slaughtering elk in Yellowstone Park, they're going to be like a buffalo on a nickel because they're all going to be gone. So they sent him over to the Secretary of the Interior, Stuart Udall was the guy's name at the time. And within 24 hours, he put a ban on shooting elk in Yellowstone. And Evil hitchhiked back home. And, you know, before he was ever a daredevil, this is some of the things he was involved in.